I was really impressed with the pace and the tempo of practice. I mean, it was fast, it was up-tempo, very competitive, and I think that that's kind of what I remember about Mark's practices. I mean, that's just how we rolled, and we played fast, and we got great production and efficiency out of the offense, and I think that that's what you would hope that the Bear fans should anticipate this year. I'm just here. You know, Mark invited me to come down, spend a day down here, and watch practice and be around the guys a little bit, and probably spend some time with the quarterbacks a little bit. But I don't know if there's a ton of wisdom that I have other than just help him a little bit maybe with the preparation, things like that. But Jay's a very talented guy. He's done it and played a lot of football, and he's I was telling Mark, I said, watching Jay throw the ball, I said, he's got a lot more talent than I ever had at that position. So there's a question of, I think the big thing is just, I'm going to try and encourage him just to, that relationship, I think, between the play caller and the quarterback is absolutely vital. And, to get to know Mark and not only that, but to be able to develop some trust. That's really important, to be able to trust the guy on the other end of it, that he's got your back, and that not only that, but that he can trust you in critical situations, you're going to do the right thing. I think that's going to be really important in terms of how the Bears start the season, how they finish the season, that relationship between Mark and Jay. Well, I was fortunate. I worked with Mark a couple of different times. I worked with him early in my career in Minnesota, then I had a chance to work with him again the latter part of my career in Oakland, where I really had my most success. And I think, the big thing that I would encourage the quarterbacks is just, get to know Mark on a personal level, on a professional level, why he's calling plays in certain situations, and the fact that he's going to put you in a position to be very successful each week. And I think, it's really important that Mark and all the quarterbacks, the trust factor is absolutely vital. I think all the good offenses that, you're around and the good quarterbacks in the league, they've got that relationship with the play caller. They trust him and he's going to do the right thing in for him. And also that Mark would trust Jay, that if he calls a play and it's not there, that Jay's going to not force the ball down the field. Jay's going to do the right thing, check the ball down and throw it away and put the team in a position where they got a chance on second and 10 rather than, second and 18 or a turnover. So that's the big thing, is to be able to have that trust and the confidence in one another. So.
All right, thanks guys. A lot.
Thanks, Richard.